93.7, the river that goes Steely Dan on a Tuesday, Doug and Joe show. We got Vinny on the phone. Vinny, what is it you wanted to say? Welcome, man. What's going on?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hi, Vinny.
I just appreciate the work you guys do with Front Street Animal Shelter. I went ahead and adopted a dog over the weekend.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah, what'd you get?
I got a pit bull. He's really sweet. Really, really sweet dog. I haven't even heard him bark since I've had him.
Oh, fantastic, man.
Yeah.
So you went down on Saturday or Sunday. You went down to Front Street, and you walked through the kennels, and you got to see the place behind the scenes, and you found someone that was compatible with you, or something, I should say.
Well, what happened was is I was really interested in the dog that you guys had a few weeks ago called Dude. I've had Dobermans in the past, and that's what I went there for. And I couldn't find him and came across this really, really sweet pit bull. And
okay, so Boz right there. The good news to that is finally Dude was adopted.
Yeah. What a great dog Dude was, too. He was the one that looked like he bench-pressed.
Yeah, yeah.
That was a good-looking Dobie.
Brendel strapping young Doberman, and what a docile guy.
He really was.
He was really sweet, yeah. So it's good to hear that he was gone. Sorry you didn't get to meet him, but you found someone else or something else.
Yeah, I found somebody else, and he gets along with my smaller dog. Surprisingly enough, so that's also really, really good.
Yeah, that's the best you can hope for right there.
Yeah, I just wanted to say I thank you guys so much for putting that word out and doing what you guys do, you know, about that whole thing. It's a great opportunity for anybody that's looking for an animal or a new pet.
Well, we appreciate it. It's the least we can do, and we enjoy going down there and meeting all those dogs and cats and all the boys and girls, and it's really a good time. And in Front Street, we've come to know all of them, and they really do have a good organization, and it's our pleasure. You know, I'm just glad you guys are doing your part, which is getting the dogs out of dog jail.
I've wanted to, for the longest time, be able to do something where we're able to hook up people with pets, and I absolutely love it. I just think they make your life and your world and your family so much happier. They bring so much joy. I love it. I absolutely love it.
Well, good for you. Keep us updated. Send us some photos. Is he multicolored? Is he brindle? What does he look like?
Yeah, what's his color?
He's kind of like a grayish color with some white on his chest, and he's just really bulky and just got a good temperament. Really, like I said, just really, really sweet. And his name is Butkus.
Butkus.
And is that the name you gave him or the name he came with?
That was the name that he came with. And I just decided just to keep it because it reminded me of the dog from Rocky.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was Rocky's dog. Yeah, that's right.
And
man,
that was legitimately his real dog. That was Sylvester Stallone's real dog in that movie.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Wow.
And he actually, I think we've talked about this, he put Butkus up for adoption because he was homeless and having a hard time financially, and after he made Rocky and got a little money, he got Butkus back.
Oh, I think I do remember you telling me this story.
But that was his legit real dog in the movie and personally.
I love that, dude. I absolutely. Back in those days, man, they didn't have the huge big budgets. Remember, he was just probably making Rocky. He probably had to use exactly what he could use.
That damn dog was probably eating 75 pounds of dog food a day.
I know, man.
Well, hey, Vinny, good for you, man. I'm glad that you called up. Thank you for the compliment. And for those out there, keep going. Keep going to Front Street. Keep telling them Dog and Joe sent you. And each and every Thursday, we'll continue to showcase the dogs up on Facebook. So thank you for that. That's on Thursday, though. Today is a Tuesday.
Yes, it is.
Got to have a clever name for all these days of the week.
Yeah, well, there's five of them.
Yeah, we got two of them nailed. Here's what we have for Tuesday. Today is National Cheeseburger Day. And what they have here is a list of Sacramento's best cheeseburgers, which you can see up on the Facebook page. Dog and Joe, we'll run through these now real quickly.
Okay.
According to these people and according to this list, in at number five, Burgess Brothers Barbecue and Burgers. And what they did is they took a photograph of this burger. And I've heard about this. I've never been. They've got 451 reviews on Yelp. They're over there in Hollywood Park, and people like them.
Burgess Burgers and Barbecue, huh?
Yeah, 2114 Sutterville Road, if you want to check this out. It's also on Facebook. What they're showing here is this barbecue and Swiss bacon burger. What is perplexing to me, what Burgess Brothers is doing that I do not like, is they have lettuce on it. Lettuce does not go on a burger that is smothered in bacon, barbecue sauce, mushroom, and onion. You don't put the lettuce on there. All that's going to do is it's going to get wilty, it's going to get hot, and in my opinion, it doesn't belong. So if you want a good cold burger, if you want American style, you want your pickle, your lettuce, your tomato, you know, you want all that, that's fine. But if you're going to do a specialty barbecue, sautéed onion, mushroom, bacon burger, leave the lettuce off. But I say that, and I've never even had it. So
I can say that without having it. I say you don't just leave the lettuce off. You can go ahead and leave that onion on there and that tomato. Just leave all that produce
off. Leave that
on
the floor. Yeah.
Get rid of that.
Yeah. What were you going to say, Albert?
You got to have lettuce on it. It's a burger.
Well, yeah, but not on a bacon, mushroom, caramelized onion burger with barbecue sauce.
You need that. You add on the onions. Preferably grilled tomatoes with the lettuce. It just brings it all together, and the sauce and everything
else. It
doesn't
get like sloppy.
See, that's
if you let it sit on there, yes, but you're not letting your sandwich sit for like 30 minutes. You're eating that thing within 30 minutes, so your lettuce is not even going to get soggy.
And I hate to do this because, and I don't know if Albert knows this, I am a food connoisseur. And
he will soon.
Yeah, he will soon. And I love to cook. Here's the thing, and this is simple. For people out there that are scratching their head, do you put lettuce on a barbecue, mushroom, Swiss, bacon, you know, onion burger? Just look back to the people that founded this burger and made it so popular in America. Carl's Jr.
Let's go back
to the Western double bacon. You find lettuce on that? You know why? It doesn't belong there. Again, that's a fast food burger, but they were one of the first to do it, and it's still to this day a damn good burger. You get your two onion rings, you get your sauce, you get your cheese, you get your bacon. There's no produce on that, minus the onion rings. You know why? You don't need it. You don't need it.
But I don't think Matthew McConaughey eats a burger that's got produce on it anyway. And isn't that the one he goes, Western bacon cheeseburger,
Western bacon, pick it up now, eat it. Yeah, eat it.
That's so weird, man. Yeah. I love that. I want to go eat one just because I hear him singing it.
And then he drives off in his Lincoln Navigator to have a tofu burger.
No, he don't.
That guy hasn't eaten a $6 burger, a Western bacon burger ever.
That's right, because he eats two.
Number four on the list, best cheeseburgers in Sacramento, hot off the griddle. We've heard about this place, and we will make it over there. It's in South Natomas, and it's over on 1583 West El Camino. The burger they're showing, man, they've got this breakfast bacon burger. It's got the egg. It's got the lettuce. You can see the yellow yolk coming out of this fried egg. It's got green tomatoes on it. It's got all this cheddar. It looks damn good. They call it a farm burger. And the bacon on it, in this photograph, they've cooked the bacon really damn good. And you can see the yolk oozing out of that white fried egg. It looks fantastic.
Well, I might disagree with that.
Same here.
That looks awful.
Disgusting.
What is that? What am I seeing? Onion atop.
Yeah.
Bacon and egg below. What is that thing?
Right in the middle of it.
That looks
below
like
the onion.
Yeah, what is that fried contraption?
Yeah, I'm not sure what that is. It looks like some sort of like, I don't know what that is in the photograph.
Is that a fried prune? What it looks like.
It is a farm burger.
Yeah.
It looks pretty good, though.
Yeah, if you guys like that kind of stuff, that would be a good burger for you. I don't like anything on that but bacon in the bread, it looks like.
I've never heard of this place, Monsoon Burgers, but they showed up number three on the list. And Monsoon Burgers, they're over in Natomas, too, at 4740 Natomas Boulevard, Suite 130. Whoever took this photograph, if in fact they work for Monsoon Burgers, should be fired.
Horrible photograph.
I mean, these onion rings look torched. The bacon is burnt.
You have to understand, dog is burger. About presentation. I mean, you've got to make it at least look edible to him.
Does this hamburger photograph look good to you?
No. I rarely. Is that green? I can't tell if that is an avocado wiped on there or if that's lettuce.
That's avocado.
Okay.
So what they have is a bun that's entirely too large for this nickel-sized torched patty that has a Kraft single on it with avocado that was scooped out of a pill by hand. It's got the cheapest, shriveled up, most burnt bacon you've ever seen, and the onion rings look like they're weeks old that came out of the trash. That is an awful photograph for Monsoon Burgers.
I'm gonna have a hard time disagreeing with him on that. Typically I would say he's out of line, but I think he's right on line with this.
I've been to Monsoon Burger before too, and
is it good?
I would not put it at number three. I put Monsoon down at 10. I mean, it's not bad and it's not good. If you need a burger, head to Monsoon, something like that. But It doesn't look like this. Let me say how that looks is a not good representation of what it is.
Whoever took that photograph should be fired. It says here at Monsoon, all burgers are cooked to order and come with access to the toppings bar where they can further be customized to taste. And I'll just go back to something that Joe always talked about. It rhymes with mud truckers.
Oh, yes.
They were a build-your-own burger bar place.
I really liked that place.
Joe is fascinated by the fact that you could build your own burger.
I liked it.
And Mud Truckers, or rhymes with Mud Truckers, was one of the worst hamburgers I'd ever put to my lips.
That dog did not like it.
I could not stand it, and Joe was fascinated by the allure of building your own burger with your own toppings.
Oh, I really did. I liked it. I absolutely loved that.
No. That's what you do at a salad bar at a pizza joint, not a burger bar.
I got to tell you, while you were talking about the Mud Truckers, I was looking at this picture right here. These photos that you're looking at, they unfortunately give photo representation.
Oh, is there credit?
Yeah, so I can tell you who took the Monsoon Burgers photos. That was Luke C.
Wow.
Yeah.
So they took this. Okay, but here's the thing. This is what's misleading. Luke C. is a Yelper. They took this from Yelp.
Gotcha.
So that doesn't necessarily mean that they took this photo for a good portrayal. This is a photo that was probably taken for a bad representation.
Okay, that could be, because I'm saying you look at the rest of them, the one you read first off, Burgess Brothers Barbecue and Burger, that was also a Yelp photo.
Well, they probably got a good Yelp review.
Good, and the one above it, I mean, it's got egg on it. It doesn't look appetizing, but that's a nice photo.
In at number two, best cheeseburger for National Cheeseburger Day in Sacramento, Falafel Corner. Dana has talked about this.
Yeah.
We've yet to go. The burger looks good. It looks a little plain. The fries look raw. But this thing's over at Freeway or North Freeway Boulevard, Suite 305. Again, Natomas. So I don't know what Natomas is doing and why Natomas is blowing up. I know, Albert, you live over in that area.
I live over there. We have nothing else to do out there besides eat.
Have you been to the Falafel Corner?
I have not been to the Falafel Corner. I've been to the other ones I've been to Monsoon and also been to Hot Off the Griddle.
Okay. Very good.
That Falafel Corner burger looks pretty good, dude. That looks like a good burger.
That's right up your alley.
Yeah. I mean, again, produce on top of it, that could easily be removed.
In at number one, we've yet to go here, and Dana has raved about this since we started Tuesday, and we've never gone, and I promise we will. Burgers and Brew, round out the list for the number one burger.
We got to get out there and try that one.
In and around Sacramento, and Joe, he doesn't like his produce. My God, there's an acre of lettuce on that Burgers and Brew burger.
I was wondering, does the bottom of that burger sit atop lettuce, or is there a bun there?
Yeah, it's got so much lettuce, you can't see the bottom burger bun.
I mean, you talk about getting your lettuce so it gets all wilty and soggy. I mean, if you got ample amounts of it, I don't think you can sog through that.
No, there's a lot of lettuce on that burger. The patties look good. They look juicy. They look a little bit big, because here's the thing you got to have with the burger. Everyone says, oh yeah, I want a patty that I can't even lift. I want to throw my back out when I pick up a hamburger. To get the good taste and experience, though, you got to have equal meat, or not equal meat, but you have to have a good percentage of meat to bun to produce. There's a science that goes behind building a burger. You don't just lop the horns off a cow and put his hind quarters on a bun with produce. You want it proportion fair. And this burger here seems a little bit big in the beef department, and I love beef, but I think when you bite into this sumbitch, it's real, real cow heavy.
You're going to get all meat out of it. Yeah, I see what you're saying. You want to get it. You want to have a nice mixture of everything in there.
Yeah, to build a good burger. So jump on Facebook, National Cheeseburger Day. We got a couple of comments that came in. I guess just quickly, we'll go up until 93 minutes, nonstop, commercial free. We'll read some of these comments, and then I'll tell you who I think have the best burgers in town. Bill says, Scott's Burger Shack on Franklin. Gabriel says, how do you have a list of the best burger spots in Sac and not have Squeeze Inn or Broderick's downtown on the list?
Always pops up on our list, the Squeeze Inn. And you, dog, I've never eaten there. I've never had the pleasure. And I call it the pleasure because I would love that one time. But dog does not like it.
Squeeze Inn does not belong on any best burger list.
Thank you, dog.
Hoax. It's a gimmick. And what they do is they take, in my opinion, inferior produce with inferior meat. It's all sleeve beef. And what they do is they put a big pot, a lid over it, to melt the cheese and give you that beloved cheese skirt.
Oh, I love that.
And
it looks
everything
good.
Quality and ingredients-wise is really, really, in my opinion, low rent.
Yeah, dog's correct. It's overrated. Squeeze-In is overrated.
It's overrated.
To hear you say that, Albert, is crazy, because typically most folks disagree with them.
Yeah. No, it's overrated. It's appearance-wise, it looks nice. You go there, it's an experience. You see it, you get the burger, then you eat it, and you're like,
It's just that. It's just... It's eh. And ever since Guy Fieri went there, people have loved squeeze in, and they've really, here's the thing I'll give them credit on.
He blew that place up, didn't he?
Oh, they got locations all over. I mean, they're down in Stockton, they're in Galt, they got locations downtown in Sacramento, they're going into the East Bay. Squeeze In is blowing the freak up with locations everywhere.
I think someone told me they got one up in Roseville.
Oh, they probably do.
Yeah, I thought I heard that.
They probably do. They've really blown up. So, again, you know, take what I say and just flush it down the toilet. A lot of people love Squeeze In. They would not be able to expand if they didn't, but I don't get it. The other one they mentioned is Broadricks. I have not been into the Broadricks in Roseville or up in that area or downtown. I've only had the Johnny Cash that they sell out at Raley Field. I get it more out of necessity. I know there's a big difference from getting it at the Raley Field opposed to the restaurant. I'm not a fan of what's at Raley Field, but I am going to give them a try in person at Broderick's.
To go down to the actual brick and mortar and check it out.
To see if it's any better. Crepe and Burgers comes in. Let's see here. Who else? Nations. They show up on the list. Squeeze In again. Squeeze In again. Let's see here. What else do we have? Willie's, 16th and Broadway.
That is delicious.
Wait a minute. We ate there, didn't we?
No, we didn't.
What was that one called? Whitey's.
Yeah, this one's Willie's. That is a delicious. Stays open late as well. So after a whole night of partying or something, a little alcohol in your system, go to Willie's.
Little Hennessy? Yeah, you have a little Hennessy, you go down to Willie's. Hey, Willie. I'm Albert. I had a lot of Hennessy.
Well, Albert always says, anything can happen.
Yeah.
End up down at Willie's.
Skips is on the list. We've actually been to Skips. Another one that's on the list that we've been to, Buck and Sadie's.
Ooh, that was a good burger.
Buck and Sadie's. Now, for me, top two best cheeseburgers in Sacramento, and I know there's a lot of places we haven't been, but here's where I'm going. There's two places. I'm going to go out. I'm going to drive. I'm going to go somewhere. It's a destination burger. I'm either going to go to Buck and Sadie's, or I'm going to go down to DeVere's. And DeVere's on that pretzel bun and what they do on that bacon burger, it is phenomenal. For my money, those are the two places that get my money for a burger. It's Buck and Sadie's and DeVere's. Best two burgers in town for me. I love those burgers.
Wow, that is a... man, I'm starting to think about it now. I really like that one place that we went to that served Dana the alligator, the alligator chunks.
Oh yeah, that was over in West Sac. What was the name of that?
Firehouse Grill or Roadhouse Grill, something like that. I really like that place. I can't remember the name, but the favorite one I had was Buck and Sadie's. To date so far, the best burger that I've had that we've eaten so far was when we took that trip up to Buck and Sadie's. I love that one.
Yeah, I thought you'd like that other place better. What was that one place that just basically gave you, what was that?
You're going to make a joke here?
No, it's not a joke. It was just, it was a really lousy hamburger and you loved it. And I can't remember the damn place.
Because it doesn't take a lot to get me to like a burger. I'm going to be honest with you. There isn't one place, and I mean this wholeheartedly, and I'm not just saying this. There isn't one place that we've went to eat a cheeseburger at that I have not enjoyed.
Here's another one that we have been to, Flippin' Shake on Auburn. We went there and I did not care for their hamburger either. And Dana was a big fan. And we actually stopped in there after we gave away the Wave Runner. You remember that? We went in there and we all had lunch.
Yeah, here's another thing. Dog, of all the cheeseburgers, probably hasn't enjoyed one. I mean, there's been a few.
I've only enjoyed one because the only place that, of my two that we've been to is Buck and Sadie's. Now, if we go to DeVere's, I'll enjoy two. the list is waiting for you out of Tuesday. You can put your nominations in and you can see the hamburgers if you want to check them out. Waiting for you on Facebook. 93 minutes, nonstop, commercial free. We'll do it next.